Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard. He's Dave Lapham. It's time for Lap's Look, presented by Microsoft. Normally, we take a look at the next opponent, right. But since this is the Bengals bye week, we're going to take a look back, an insider's look at some Bengals highlights so far this season.
Absolutely, Dan. So let's take a look offensively here first. On this particular play, a lot of great things went on. Watch the recognition. Andy checks the protection. He's communicating. Here comes Tyler Kroft. Andre Smith says, okay, now he's going to start the point. You got him. I'm going to block him. So here we go on this protection. Giovanni Bernard knows he's got the blitzer on the blitz pickup, so it's all secure there. So Andy Dalton's thinking, I've got A.J. Green in the slot. And to boot, in comes this slot cover guy who's going to blitz late. He gets one-on-one on Peppers, a little route to the back corner of the end zone. Andy's just going to float it out there. Let's take a look. Here comes the pressure. All picked up. Everything's solid. Here comes the blitzer. Picked up by Gio. Perfect pocket. Peppers is in trouble. Beautiful throw. Touchdown. A lot of things done well. Everybody picks up the audible. Andre Smith, a little traffic cop action. Everything was good. The Bengals had run this screen call earlier in the game. Cleveland had the right defense. Andy Dalton had to throw it out of bounds, throw it away. But, you know, Bill Lazor said, it's still a good play. I like the fact that he comes back to plays. So now you're going to have coverage on the tight end right here. He's going to get off the line of scrimmage take him out of the route. All-out blitz. Giovanni Bernard, I'm going to take that back. Giovanni Bernard right here. He's going to fake like he's going to blitz pickup. Then he's going to release in the screen. Nobody's there. They threw it into the vacated area of the blitzers. Bodine's going to come down the field and actually get himself in a little trouble here. The only guy that can make a play on it is Peppers, and Bodine's going to grab him by the headgear and switch. The fish didn't see it. It's not a penalty unless they see it. 61-yard house call by Giovanni Bernard on a screen pass that didn't work early in the game for Bill Lazor, but then he called it again and it worked well. This was in last week's football game. Look at the unbalanced line here. You have a guard and tackle. You've got a guard and a tackle, two tight ends. Where are they going to run the football? Okay, well, this is pretty obvious. Everybody's going to do a pretty good job here in the end. Not get a whole lot of movement, but a stalemate. They have a cornerback that they just signed off the practice squad. Okay, this isn't great movement here, but you think this hole looks like might be taken advantage of? Corner's going to get suckered into coming inside to defend that instead of his responsibility, setting the edge. Joe Mixon baits him up inside. Oh, got you now. You're not fast enough to go to the corner with me. And here goes Joe Mixon to the corner. Just outruns him. So, you know, he basically made the defensive player break down his assignment on this particular play. We all know Geno Atkins is a horse. He's a beast. Watch Willis, though. Jordan Willis is going to do a good job. This is called an ET, end penetrate tackle loop. Watch Willis consume, too. He grabs his tackle, consumes the guard. They're trying to zone block this stunt. Geno Atkins is loose. Boom, he's on his own. Takes him 5 yards into the backfield. Watson's probably thinking, let me get the number on that license plate. You can see him looking at the 97. Unbelievable right there. All right, now, Vontaze Burfict had a great game against the Buffalo Bills. There is no question. But nickel pass coverage, Nick Vigil is the guy. They put him on the toughest person to cover. And in this case, it's Shady McCoy coming out of the backfield. And watch, Vigil is in a situation where he's got him, little zone read. The ball is fake to him. He knows he's got him. He can contact him within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Contacts him, runs with him, and he can really run. Strips him. That's excellent. Shady McCoy in space is tough for anybody to cover. A linebacker on Shady McCoy? And then, of course, right here, Carl Lawson. Legit. Real deal. He's going to get this offensive tackle to turn his shoulder pads to the sideline instead of on a 45-degree angle, and it softens the corner. And then watch what he does to Murphy here at the end. He gets him in a bad situation. This is the old Reggie White move. Get the hand on the inside, get his momentum working against him, and hump him to the ground. Quarterback sack. Rip off Aaron Rodgers' helmet. Why not? Pro bowler. Doesn't matter. Carl Lawson says, I got you. I got all of you.
He could be a pro bowler sometime soon.
I'm telling you, this guy is an extremely gifted pass rusher, Dan. He's got multiple moves.
All right. Thanks for checking out Lap's Look, presented by Microsoft, here on Bengals.com.